I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. We're starting off our season on the radio, but the fishing season itself is well underway, as we'll hear. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin. Good to have you back.
Hi, Steve. It's good to be here.
Kevin, let's get right to it. Let's talk about striped bass. How is the bite shaping up for the season so far?
Well, every year is a little different when it comes to the striped bass fishing, and I think this year most fishermen would say things started off a little bit slow, but they're starting to get going now.
What does that mean when you say they started off a little bit slow? What are we seeing?
Well, every year striped bass migrate up to our waters. They leave us in the fall when the waters get cold. They head south for the winter. They spawn in the spring in places like Chesapeake Bay and the Hudson River. And then in the spring, they migrate back up into our waters. So usually in early May, we see some of the small fish first, the ones that are immature and don't spawn. And then by the end of May, early June, we start to see the bigger spawning size fish arrive. And so this year, it was kind of a slow trickle at first of smaller fish arriving. It took a little while for the bigger fish to show up. But now that we've gotten to mid-June, reports have been pretty good for the past week or so, and it seems like the fishing is starting to really improve.
You talk about these fish coming up the coast. They spawn in southern waters. What do we hear about the health of the stock now?
Well, there are definitely some concerns about the health of the stock. Fishermen have been saying for a few years now that every year it seems that there are fewer striped bass around. And a new stock assessment that just came out at the beginning of this year did find that the levels of the stock have dipped to the point where managers now believe the stock is overfished. And so what that means is that they'll be looking at ways to reduce the amount of striped bass mortality for next year, for 2020. So for recreational fishermen, that'll mean where right now you're allowed to keep one fish at least 28 inches long. They'll probably raise that minimum size, expect something more like one fish at maybe 35 or 36 inches. So it'll be harder next year to find that keeper striped bass. But hopefully that means we'll leave more fish in the water so the population can bounce back.
That's a big jump from 28 inches to 35 or 36 inches. How locked in is that number?
At this point, that's just kind of a guess, an estimation, looking at how much they'll need to reduce mortality. But there's also a chance that they'll do something like a slot size, which a lot of fishermen are in favor of. So maybe it would be a 34 or 35-inch fish, but you couldn't keep a fish over 40 inches. Again, at this point, it's just something that people are kind of talking about and looking to see what happens in the fall.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for if we're heading out this weekend?
Well, as I mentioned, the striped bass fishing has really picked up. We had full moon tides in the middle of June on the 17th, and that seemed to really mark the start of some excellent striped bass fishing. Bigger bass arrive from down south, and right now it seems like there's keeper-sized striped bass anywhere you find bait. So on the south side of Cape Cod, we're hearing about menhaden in the harbors and big striped bass around the menhaden. In Buzzards Bay, there's still river herring in a lot of the harbors and some big striped bass chasing the river herring. The Cape Cod Canal has squid this week and a lot of striped bass feeding on squid. And then in Cape Cod Bay, we're hearing about schools of mackerel, and fishermen are doing really well by live-lining mackerel, fishing those for big stripers. And then besides striped bass, black sea bass and scup fishing has been very good, and those are two fisheries that are very healthy. A lot of those fish in the water, and they're good to catch and very good to eat.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.